Hello, everyone. This is us, GONS. I'm Roach.
I'm Daniel.
And Vieta couldn't make it today.
He'll be back in September, which is basically by the next podcast, he'll be back on.
He'll be here.
With that said, Roach actually is going to talk this episode.
And I talk a lot of times, okay? I just get shy.
Shut the microphone.
It's my first time. No, I'm kidding. All right, guys. I got some pretty big news. Bryan Cranston, if you guys don't know him, he's from Breaking Bad, is interested in playing Lex Luthor in Batman vs. Superman, which is pretty cool. I would like him.
Yeah. I'm not sure because, you know, like you said, he looks a little old. But
yeah,
the thing is that in Breaking Bad, he wears a full mask. And he actually showed that at Comic-Con when he was walking around through the crowd of people wearing the same mask. But no one really knew it was actually Bryan Cranston until he went up to the panel and took off the mask. We're looking at a picture right now. You guys can't see this, but he actually does not look like that.
Okay.
In real life. He looks a lot younger, but we're potentially thinking that, you know, like Lex Luthor has always been shown as bald.
Yeah.
So
true. Always bald, always kind of show offy. All he said was to give him a call and he'll go for it.
I mean, he's definitely a lovable guy. So I'm not sure how potentially good that is. I'm for it.
I'm for it too. Okay. I can see it. I can see it go work.
Cool.
Really well.
Last week, and we've been talking about this for a while, Vin Diesel being Ant-Man.
And
we were wrong.
We were very wrong. Surprise, he's going to be Groot for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Groot from the Guardians of the Galaxy, and he dropped a picture of the character on his Facebook page last week. He basically says that he's an actor. He told this to the LA Times when asked about Groot. He says, "I can do whatever the fuck I want. As an actor, not everything has to be the most obvious choice. And sometimes the best thing you can do, as far as Steven Spielberg and his advice, is to defy expectations. So if everybody thinks you're going to go for this one thing and you flip it entirely and go for the strangest Marvel character, it's interesting. And when something is interesting, it's inspiring."
Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't know who Groot is, he's a tree.
Google it. He really is a tree.
He's a tree talking tree that can basically connect with life, mm-hmm. and give it, you know, his powers basically.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Diesel, as far as the character he portrays in movies like The Fast and the Furious, he's not at all a hard ass. I mean, look at his interviews with Jay Leno, and look at how like genuinely shy he is. Look at how laughing, like he doesn't stop laughing. He's so smiley. He's just such a good person.
He doesn't look like a nice guy.
So
he's just pretty buff and big, which is kind of scary.
for a 45-year-old, I mean, he looks really good.
Yeah.
You know,
no homo, but
he looks really good.
Maybe a little bit, but yeah.
I mean, you know, if I was going in a certain direction in my life, you know, I think he would be pretty up there on a certain list.
And Vin Diesel. Yeah, you look good at 45.
Though when you say 45, it's a little creepy.
Hiking. Oh, well.
Fuck it.
Look alive.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark wants a shot at Marvel's Iron Man franchise. If you guys don't know who Marky Mark is, it's Mark Wahlberg.
Uh-oh. I don't know how I feel about this guy. I loved Mark Wahlberg in Four Brothers.
I liked him in Ted. He was amazing in Ted.
I'm not sure how he can
do Iron Man.
Yeah, or not necessarily Iron Man. Anybody can do Iron Man, just throw him in a costume. I'm referring to Tony Stark.
Oh yeah,
because
character.
You know, and the same goes for Batman. You know, you can throw anybody in a bat suit and they're Batman, but not anybody can portray Bruce Wayne, and it's the same thing here with Iron Man. Roach?
Yes?
What do you think?
No. I hope they keep Robert Downey Jr. I hope he continues to want to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hard seeing Iron Man with a new character. Because, I mean, Tony Stark's so portrayed as Iron Man, or Robert Downey Jr. is so portrayed as Tony Stark that even the cartoons try to look like
you're right. The comic books and the cartoon too. Like everything from his goatee. But I'm not sure because I never read any Iron Man comic prior to, you know, the Iron Man film.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure if we're actually true on that. Nor have I even opened up an Iron Man comic book before that. So as far as the way that Iron Man looks, or rather Tony Stark looks, I'm not sure if people, or at least Marvel, is adopting Tony Stark's look from Robert Downey Jr., or if Robert Downey Jr. is just looks like
Tony Stark
from the comics. Yeah, because the reason why I can't say it is because that look has been adopted by Robert Downey Jr. as an everyday life type of thing. Like, he has his goatee,
yeah.
whether he's out, shopping or whatever he's doing, an interview or whatever it may be, he has that goatee. So it's like the chicken or the egg, which came first?
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. has that Tony Stark look. I mean, if I saw him in the streets, I would call him Tony Stark.
Well, yeah, I would call him Robert Downey Jr., but you know what? He said he doesn't mind being called Tony Stark.
Yeah, he has said that.
So
yeah.
Yay for Starky Poo. In terms of Mark Wahlberg being, having a shot at Iron Man, I'm not sure how that actually goes. Like, I can't see him. To me, he doesn't seem like the superhero type. To me, he seems more like the villain type.
Yeah. I can see him as a villain.
I can see him as a villain, too. I can't see him as a superhero, though. Mm-mm. Maybe he can potentially go in, like, a rated R superhero movie, like that of Kick-Ass or Watchmen, but not necessarily those two particular films, but something like that, yeah. To the level of violence and belligerence. But in terms of just an Iron Man movie, which is supposed to be, like, an all-ages type of thing, I just can't see Mark Wahlberg doing that.
Me neither.
All right.
Hope he doesn't do it. Do I do this
one? Oh.
You want to do this one?
Oh, no, you go ahead and do this one.
You want to do this one? Again? Christian Bale. Now, this guy, he got offered $60 million to play Batman again. And he turned it down. And now it's all down to Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Hold up. Before we get into Ben Affleck, let's go ahead and talk about Christian Bale a little bit. Because $60 million to play Batman again. He did a good job at Batman, though I hated his Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
He didn't do, like, I don't know. When I saw him as Bruce Wayne, he didn't, that smell of Bruce Wayne didn't come off of him, and I just couldn't smell it anywhere on him. I couldn't see it anywhere on him. And, I don't know, man. Like, I just didn't like his Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
His Batman was good.
Batman was really good, except for that voice.
Well, the voice was shitty, but, honestly, the reason why a lot of us didn't like the voice thing was because we've never seen any form of reference towards changing his voice to change his identity type of thing.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like the cartoons in the 90s and all that stuff, and even the Batman Begins, it was the same voice saw while off the mask. And the comic book, well, quite frankly, we didn't even hear anything, in the comic book. So, I think just because this is the first time that... I think what it is we would have much rather preferred just a different humane voice rather than, like, him sounding like he's screaming a screamo song or
that. Sounds like one of the Lotus from fucking Gears of War.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Human!
fucking Christian Bale. But he did reject the $60 million, and so...
Which is crazy. I think that's crazy.
So, I think it's crazy too, but it's been... Fuck, I can't even, like, speak into this. Ben Affleck.
This is Daredevil, guys. Daredevil's doing Batman.
All right, look. My homegirl just put up a status on Facebook talking about how she doesn't, like, how she thinks that recycling actors like that is a bad idea. And, I guess she made an example out of Ryan Reynolds too with Deadpool to Green Lantern. And in terms of the actor itself, I think that it's okay to use the same actor in a different universe. I think that you can take Ben Affleck, who did play Daredevil 10 years ago for Marvel, and make him Batman for DC, in 2 years. I don't have a problem with that. My problem, quite frankly, I don't even have a problem with Ben Affleck. However, I'm not excited about it either, quite frankly. And this is, I told my friend that DC movies, to me, I really don't care about them anymore. Because for some reason, for me, and this is always how it's been since I started reading comic books 2 years ago, I prefer DC comics over Marvel comics. but I rather watch Marvel films over DC films.
I prefer DC animated films over Marvel animated films.
Okay, well, that's animated though. That's on a whole other. That's a whole other. No, it's, I mean, it's
when it comes to movies and comics and animated.
You can't compare an animated film to a live action film.
No, you can't. I'm saying like they all have their strengths in something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they have their strengths in something too, and that's something that I agree with too. Like DC animated films
are great,
are also very good. Like I feel like that's what they should stick to rather than trying to make live action, because honestly, like a lot of people say that the best Batman movie was a Christian Bale Batman, but I dislike that, you know. And actually, Roach, well, we'll get into this a little bit later after before we transition to video games, but. Man, Ben Affleck.
It's not that it's him. It's more like I don't see him being a good Batman.
I see him being a good Bruce Wayne.
Probably.
I see him. I look at his face and he has that swagger. Okay. No. There is a definition of swagger that isn't used the way like the stupid ass fucking swaggots like to use it, like swag. No, fuck that.
Okay.
But I mean like the actual like class, you know, like I see that.
Like you use the Pokemon move swagger.
Yeah. Like conceit. Yeah. You know, like I see that cocky. I see that out of Ben Affleck. I do not see Batman out of Ben Affleck though.
I don't know.
I think it's just because I feel like they need to bulk him up a little bit.
Probably. But I mean, you probably do all that.
They need to bulk him up a little bit. They need to make him look a little more rugged. I mean, I don't know, because you see, the thing is, Bruce Wayne is a playboy, and that's exactly what Ben Affleck looks like. But maybe they don't. I don't know what it is. They don't need to make him look more rugged, but something's missing for sure.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard, and I guess we gotta wait until it comes out. But I don't know. I'm not excited. Not happy about it, but. Nothing to do about it, but wait and see. If he does pull off a good one, good. I mean, just like everyone said, Heath Ledger wasn't going to be a good Joker.
Oh, yeah.
He turned out to be the best.
He turned out to be a good Joker. I personally still prefer Jack Nicholson.
I prefer Heath Ledger. He was really good.
He was good. I like the creepiness that came with Jack Nicholson over, for Joker at least, over Heath Ledger. Because if I look at a picture, even today, of both of them standing next to each other, I still get more creeped out by Jack Nicholson Joker than I do by Heath Ledger Joker.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like everyone said he wasn't do good.
Oh, yeah.
And look how good he did.
Yeah, no, he did really good. So it could potentially turn out to be something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it could be something that we underestimate. And all I can really encourage everybody to do is just keep an open mind, you know, because Ben Affleck, it's been 10 years since he did Daredevil. And, you know, the Batman versus Superman movie isn't scheduled to come out for another 2 years. So putting a gap of about 12 years in between each film, a lot can happen in 12 years. And I don't know if you guys have seen Argo, but that was a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
That was the movie that he was in.
Yeah, I heard. But...
And so I think he also directed that movie. I'm not sure. But I know he's also doing a lot of director work and a lot of producer work.
Yeah.
And so to kind of see him establish himself like that, it makes me think, well, not just anybody can do that, which then makes me think that, okay, so his creativity has definitely gone up. And based on what I saw in Argo and some of his newer stuff, his talent for acting has definitely also increased. So that gives me some hope. But again, I'm not excited for it, but I'm not
all
offended by it. You know, I'm not offended by Affleck being the next Batman.
We just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Still on to DC, The Flash had a show coming out. It's coming out. It's in a crossover with Arrow. And they're making a 2017, I believe, release for The Flash movie, which will have nothing to do with the show. And I'm pretty excited about that.
I don't know. I was up until the point you said 2017 Flash movie.
Yep.
Because...
I think...
Oh, okay. So you're not even
sure.
Okay. So this just in from Geek Out and Shiz. Don't
go around telling everybody I heard. No, you know I'm not sure.
don't even say anything with it. But hey, fan fiction. That's cool, I suppose, right? I'm not sure. Like, I like the idea of them kind of tying Flash into Arrow. Have you seen Arrow?
I've seen like two episodes.
You haven't seen the entire thing. No. I personally enjoyed Arrow.
It's good.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It's got a lot of mix-ups right now with characters such as Deathstroke and I've seen, I forgot her name, but the mistress. No, I'm sorry.
The Huntress?
Huntress. A mistress. I'm over here thinking nasty. the Huntress. And you know, I think that it's going to be really interesting to see if they potentially, if they are potentially thinking of using Arrow in the Justice League movie. We know the Justice League movie is coming out.
Yeah.
Eventually. We know who is supposed to be in the Justice League movie in terms of superhero. We still have two missing spots, and that's Flash and Wonder Woman in terms of the full original formation of the Justice League.
Martian Manhunter?
He wasn't original, though. Oh. He was just, they just threw him in there for the cartoon in the what was it, 2000s?
I would love to see Martian Manhunter in Justice League. He was cool. He's one of my favorites.
I'm sure they're gonna follow in Marvel's footsteps and make a sequel with this, yeah, for sure.
Obviously.
So there's room for them. There's room for Arrow. There's room for Martian Manhunter. But just to introduce everybody, they need Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and the Flash. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They can do without Aquaman. They can do without Cyborg, though eventually those need to be added in there, too.
They'll come in later.
They have to. But it's just, we know what they're doing with Batman and Superman. Ben Affleck. and we know that Wonder Woman has nothing planned. Her show got canceled. We know that Flash, I guess, now is going to be tied into Arrow.
Yep.
But if it's tied into Arrow, doesn't that mean that Arrow is going to be tied into Justice League?
No, the Flash movie is going to be its own separate thing away from the TV series.
No, not the Flash movie, the TV series. Because what I'm thinking here is, if they're going to have Flash in the Justice League, which is scheduled for 2015, it makes no sense to have his movie come out in 2017.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know then. I don't know how that's all going to work out.
So it's just, man, I've never been so in-depth. Deep in thought about comic book movies before, because this is really interesting. Of course, it's all a rumor, and I just made some of this stuff up on the spot right now, like the whole 2017, 2015 thing. but it still brings us to the question of DC, what's going on over there?
For real.
Because either you're really good at keeping secrets, or you're really bad at keeping secrets, and all these rumors are just because I don't know, man.
I'm scared they're just throwing thoughts on the tables, you know, just do this like too quick, but not planning it out too straight.
Unless if they don't plan on rebooting the Green Lantern movie prior to the Justice League, which will then be extremely disappointing.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just going about this the entire wrong way.
What do you mean?
Fuck it. Video games.
You like use that an epiphany.
we'll talk off. We'll talk when we're off. But video games. I wanted to bring up this little game called The Wolf Among Us. They just had a debut trailer recently. And guys, we're not going to be talking about Gamescom right now, because I don't feel like Googling any of this stuff right now. But well, I can talk about certain stuff, but The Wolf Among Us, another game by Telltale Games based on a DC Comics and Vertigo Comics. I forgot what it was called. I don't know. I think it could just be called The Wolf whatever it is. Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's all it's called.
Yeah, because I don't know. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's based on the Fables universe.
Oh.
That's what it is. And, you know, the first time I heard that, I thought Fable, like from Microsoft? No,
yeah, I thought that too.
No, I was wrong. But it's published by DC via Vertigo, and it's basically all the fairy tale characters you may be read about as a kid are hiding in the real world. And the Big Bad Wolf, or also known as Bigsy, is the main character you play as. And I don't know, it sounds pretty interesting. It's going to be kind of like The Walking Dead was, where your choices affect the story and the outcome, and that's kind of interesting, I guess. Probably not something I'm personally going to pick up immediately, but it's out there for you guys to look into. It's called The Wolf Among Us.
I'll look into it. I never played the Telltale Walking Dead, and I heard it was good.
It was good. So. I think it's free right now on the iOS devices. I'm not sure, though.
Gonna go get that.
Yeah. And then, I guess, to make your transition into next-gen a little bit easier, GameStop, as well as a couple of other individual publishers like DICE, and I'm sorry, developers like DICE, are making it easy to upgrade to the next-gen. What I mean by that is, for example, GameStop is going to have this promotion where you can trade in your certain, not all, but certain games that you bought for the current gen console, and you can trade them for the next gen version for only $10. Now, that's good, you know, for if you're like impatient or if $10 doesn't matter to you, then you can go ahead and do that, pay $10, get your new version of Call of Duty for the Xbox One or something like that. Again, not all games are going to do this, just some of them are, and I think it's pretty cool, but when you look at it from a top-down kind of view, rather than paying $60 for one game, you're essentially paying $70 for one game, and when you put it in that way, it's just kind of a little more,
intimidating,
a little more unfair, but again, it's for those who don't want to wait, you know, I mean,
if you're impatient, you want to play Call of Duty or Battlefield.
Yeah, Battlefield.
Then you can go ahead and play and just trade it in for 10 more bucks, get the upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Not a bad deal.
It's just you can.
It's only for some.
Yeah, it's just for some, not everybody. But one of the things that DICE is doing is they're allowing a one-time transfer from like everything you have. So whether it be multiplayer progression, like your stats, your unlocks, your rank, your awards, your assignments, and of course your premium membership, as well as. Oh, no, that's it. But basically what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to transfer from a 360 to an Xbox One or a PS3 to a PS4 one time. And that's going to be free. I'm kind of excited for it because they're doing 64 player this time.
Yeah.
At 60 frames a second, which is good. I wonder how that's going to translate over to PC because right now PC is currently at 64 player, currently for Battlefield 3. PCs at 64 player, 32v32 battles running at potentially over 60 frames a second, depending on the configuration of your system. But I think it's interesting that they're going to, just to talk a little bit about Battlefield, because to me, Battlefield is taking over Call of Duty. I personally prefer playing Battlefield over Call of Duty now, just because of the scale of it. You know, it's so big, and I like being able to play on a big map and being able to just decide, oh, I want to get in a jet. And I want to go fuck that building up and that building have like 15 of the enemy team and those are 15 kills that I get. Like, that's a possibility in Battlefield. That's what they would call only in Battlefield. Or getting on a helicopter and going to the top of a building and then just pushing a sniper off of it with the leg of your helicopter and having them fall down. Like, that's also another only in Battlefield type of moment. And it's just that kind of stuff alone is just making me kind of want to pick up. Well, I am going to get Battlefield before I get Call of Duty for sure.
I'm not even going to get Call of Duty. I'm going to get Battlefield.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get Call of Duty either, simply because it doesn't look fun anymore.
It used to be back in Black Ops 1 days.
Black Ops 1 was fun as fuck, it was. Man. But Black Ops 2. Black Ops 2 is stupid. No, I don't have Ghost in here in my room. What you're hearing is the fan pushing the blinds towards the window, and you're hearing the clips hit the window frame.
Okay.
See?
That was such a coincidence that it just happened.
You're dumb, man. But yeah, and I wanted to talk about two games that I actually picked up rather than talk about Gamescom news that we'll just get into after it's all done next episode. I wanted to talk about two games that I picked up, both of them being games that I didn't expect to pick up. The first being Mario and Luigi.
Dream Team.
You know, I'm not a big RPG player, but I had Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga for the Game Boy Advance, and I loved the fuck out of it. You know, it was so fun to play. It doesn't feel like an RPG because you get to interact with your own attack. So, like, once you choose your attack, you get to go in and you get to choose, like, you know, to make it harder or stuff like that on your enemy, and that's always fun. And that's what doesn't make it feel like an RPG on top of, but you still have RPG like elements. Like, for example, if you're walking around and there's an enemy, you won't get to battle him until he touches you or something like that, and then it goes into the battle sequence. Right. Like how it is for Final Fantasy type of thing.
Oh, newer Final Fantasies.
Yeah, newer Final Fantasies. But
so random.
Like Pokemon?
Yeah.
But But yeah, I mean, it's been fun. Currently, both of my characters are, I believe, at level 11 or level 12. I'm still very early on into the game, but I have about 6, almost 7 hours into it already. I know the ropes. And personally, if you have a 3DS, I recommend getting it. Roach, go get it.
I probably will. I was looking at it and I was like, this looks fun.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. It's probably a long little game because it doesn't have multiplayer at all.
And probably, yeah.
So it's probably a long little game. I personally think it's worth the $40.
I'll check it out.
And the second game that I got that I didn't anticipate getting was Disney Infinity. And see, I wasn't going to get it because at first I thought, just like most of you, that it was just a ripoff of Skylanders.
Yeah,
you know, I thought, it's just a ripoff of Skylanders. It's just like every figure costs a dollar more and all that stuff. Man, I didn't want to do it, you know. And then I went to E3 and I got to play it, and they ended up giving me like over $50 worth of figures alone. I'm like, well, fuck. I can either sell these at an inflated cost before the game comes out, or I can keep them and be open-minded enough to give the game a try. And I did that, and I don't regret it. I mean, it's $75 personally for the starter set alone. For me, it's very worth it because, you know, I am a creative mind. Sometimes I do have the weirdest ideas, and all of that stuff is just stuff that I can put together in the game and with Disney Infinity. There's no actual story to it. It's just, you know, they start you off in toy box mode, which is the big selling point to the game, where you go and you create whatever the fuck you want to create out of whatever the fuck it is that you have. And then if you want to unlock more stuff, you can buy the play sets, which right now there are only two, Cars and the Lone Ranger. And within those play sets, you will get, I say two, but there's actually five. It's just that three of them come with your starter kit. But two sold separately, which is the Lone Ranger and the Cars playset. And those, they're not like actual stories. It's just you put the world piece on it. You go to the respective world with the respective characters. And you play through some missions. You unlock some stuff. You get some toys that you can use in the toy box. And that's pretty much all there is to it. A lot of people will find those playsets expensive because it's like $30, but they come with two characters, a world piece, and and a code that allows you to use that with future the iPad version of the toy box mode that's coming out late August, and the PC version of the game that's coming out in October. I'm not sure if that's going to be a free to play, but I'm hoping it is. I'm not sure yet.
Hopefully,
but. Those playsets cost $30, and the problem to a lot of people is that they're expensive. But after I, because to me it was up front, it was a little expensive too. But then after I started playing through one, and I realized that it's taking me, that I'm gonna hit my second hour into it, and still not even close to done, is kind of like, holy crap! It's kind of like you're buying an expansion pack, except, you know, every character has their own unique exclusive missions. And you're getting two with this particular, with a playset on top of, you know, so that's already like, what, do two times like two and you get four. So anywhere between, I don't know, 2.5 through 4, possibly even more hours, because I haven't finished playing through a playset. All I know is that max level for the characters are 15. Currently, my highest level is 4, and I've been playing for 2 hours on the Monsters, Inc. playset. It's pretty good playtime considering what you're paying. I mean, how much do you guys already pay for in DLC?
A lot.
You know what I'm saying? And how much playtime, playability do you actually get out of it? Probably around the same, if not a little less.
Yeah.
You know, and so for the same cost here with Disney Infinity, you can get that same amount of playtime, but actually have something physical to go along with it, which is the figures, you know. And a lot of people don't care, but, you know, personally, I like vinyl figures. You know, I like collecting vinyl figures, so... For me, it's like I said, very worthy investment to keep me entertained and busy until fall, until the next generation of consoles comes out. But yeah, it's not like Skylanders at all. I mean, it is in the sense that you use toys, but it's not in the sense that Skylanders actually has a story, whereas Disney doesn't.
So, like, fun.
There's a learning curve to it. So
it looks like it.
Yeah, I mean, I went ahead and introduced it on a video. You guys, I'm going to go ahead and link that on the Facebook when I get this podcast uploaded on Sunday. Currently, it is Friday, and or maybe even tomorrow, depending on, because I'm not working Saturdays anymore. because I start school tomorrow Saturdays, and so I'm going to be home. That'll potentially give me enough time to kind of go in and just maybe edit the podcast out and put it out or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But yeah, I mean, that's what I've been up to. Roach, what about you? Any video games?
The latest game I got was Dragon's Crown, mm-hmm. for the PlayStation Vita. And this is a pretty fun game. It reminds me so much of back in the day, old school arcade games where you go through dungeons and you have lives. And once you finish your lives, you pay in coins to continue, mm-hmm. which is what I like, because it was so much like, what's that word? Is that nostalgia?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of nostalgia playing this game. Where there's like six classes, I believe, two different kinds of wizards, a knight, a dwarf, an elf. I think that's it. No, five classes. I don't know. There's another one. I forgot. But yeah, it's pretty fun. You go through all these dungeons. There's a story to it, too. Something about a dragon, an ancient dragon. You know, like your traditional RPG.
Yeah.
Dragon, collect the epic items, fight the last boss. And there's nine levels. And it's kind of complicated because you beat all nine first, mm-hmm. and then you have to beat all nine again to get but this time around you have to, there's another boss, a harder boss than what it first was, and you get a pick to either fight the easy boss or the hard boss. But to continue with the story, you have to fight the harder boss in order to get these talismans and fight the last boss. And it's pretty fun because after you beat the whole thing, you can continue doing the dungeons. You can continue leveling up. They raise up the level cap up to 65 the first time around when you put it on hard. And then, like, the super hard, you get up to the level cap 99. And the online is really fun. You join up with four other players. Kind of, like I said, like old school gaming where it was four players. Like, what was that one game? Legends of Gauntlet, I believe.
I don't know because I never played a lot of RPGs like you.
I think it was called Legends of Gauntlet. I'm not sure, but it's kind of like that. Really fun game. I would suggest picking it up if you have a Vita. It's also out for PS3, and you could cross-save, meaning you can save on the Vita and transfer your save to the PS3 and continue your story.
Can you cross-buy?
No, you can't cross-buy. You can't cross-play, which is kind of disappointing.
No, cross-play, not so much. Cross-buy, yeah, because, you know, the mistake I did with getting All-Stars was that I got it strictly for the Vita.
No.
And I couldn't play it on the PS3. But I noticed that had I paid the extra $20 and gotten myself the PS3 version, I could have had both the Vita version and the PS3 version. And that's where I made a mistake. But
yeah. But anyways, yeah, it's a pretty fun game. If you guys have a Vita, I suggest you get it since not much is out for Vita. And this seems like one of the funnest games that's probably going to come out for Vita right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically all I've had. I mean, other than playing MapleStory.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot of MapleStory, actually. Every time I get on Steam, I always see Roach MapleStory.
Got a train.
Yeah. Man, I just yawned. I'm so tired. I think we're done.
Yeah, that's about it.
So yeah, stay tuned. Stay tuned for the video. I'm gonna go ahead.
We're
not done.
The Pokemon Shiny giveaway has been starting, guys.
Oh, he's right.
So you guys should go get that. Right now, it's a Shiny Dialga going up to the 19th, I believe, of September.
Soon.
It's already up.
Yeah, it's already up. I actually just went to GameStop recently to pick up my Disney Infinity, and I saw that little poster there. It's already up. You can go get your Shiny Dialga right now. It's going to continue on with a Shiny Palkia, and then it's going to end with a Shiny Giratina.
Jinx, give me a Coke.
Fine, I'll get you that later.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Now we're done, right?
Yeah. You guys remember to pick that up before it goes away because it ain't coming back. And okay. Shiny Legendaries are pretty dope.
All right, cool.
All right, guys.
Until next time.
See ya.
Ben Affleck.
Ugh.